Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Stocks open lower this morning, extending Wednesday's big sell-off. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 370 points in early trading.
Investors might feel like they have a target on their back. A disappointing earnings report from Target Wednesday touched off a sharp drop in stocks. Retail giant Walmart is also struggling with rising costs and shifts in consumer spending. And the department store Kohl's cut its own earnings forecast today. Consumer spending has continued to climb overall, but some shoppers are growing more cautious in the face of rising prices. First-time claims for unemployment benefits rose last week to 218,000, still low by historical standards. The total number of people receiving jobless benefits continues to fall to just under 1.4 million as of the end of April. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden has welcomed the leaders of Finland and Sweden to the White House today. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports this visit is an important show of support by the White House after the two countries submitted applications to join NATO.
President Biden will meet with the Prime Minister of Sweden and President of Finland to discuss their applications, as well as how they can strengthen their partnership on a range of issues, including support for Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan called Finland and Sweden's NATO bid a watershed moment in European security.
Two nations with a long tradition of neutrality will be joining the world's most powerful defensive alliance, and they will bring with them strong capabilities and a proven track record as security partners.
And Sullivan said he was confident that the two countries would join the 30-member alliance, despite objections from Turkey. He said Turkey's concerns can be addressed. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
After his meeting with the leaders of Finland and Sweden, Biden will depart for South Korea. It's the start of a 5-day trip to Asia, and the president will also go to Japan. Both nations have supported the U.S. and NATO in pressuring Russia over its war in Ukraine. A new survey from NPR, PBS NewsHour, Marist, finds about two-thirds of Americans oppose overturning the Supreme Court's Roe decision legalizing abortion. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more.
Roughly two-thirds say they do not support overturning Roe v. Wade, but 68% are in favor of some degree of restrictions. That includes a slim majority of Democrats, which restrictions, though, draw some differences of opinion. About 6 in 10 think abortion should be allowed at least in the first 3 months of pregnancy. Others believe it only should be legal in cases of rape, incest, or if the life of the pregnant person's at stake. But only 9% think it shouldn't be allowed under any circumstance.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 245 points. The Nasdaq is up 57. You're listening to NPR News.